day five of the ransomware attack on the HSE's IT system. More appointments cancelled today for patients and a much more limited service for those who can be seen. We're going to talk now to Richard Corbridge. He was Chief Information Officer with the HSE from 2014 till 2017. In other words, he was in charge of the IT system during those years, and he is now CIO with Boots UK. Richard Corbridge, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for
having me. And you're very welcome to Morning Ireland. Now, when you were in your post, you had to deal with an attack called WannaCry in that time. How does this one compare, do you think? Is this one worse?
This one does feel worse, yes. WannaCry in May 2017 was a similar ransomware attack, but it was more about crypto ransomware, which means you leave the data where it is, but you make it inaccessible by the people that need it. This is what's known as a zero-day attack, where it's an attack that's happened on the day that the issue is discovered. So there, it isn't a weakness that wasn't prepared for, it's a weakness that wasn't understood, and the data has been taken away.
And there's been speculation that the older software system that the HSE has been using means it was perhaps more vulnerable to attack. Would that be fair?
I don't think it's just the HSE. Healthcare systems across the world find it difficult to invest and keep up to the highest possible point of protection. And that's because it's not just about machines that you see when you're seeing clinicians using those machines. It's machines that's connected to key healthcare solutions, blood analyzers, CAT scanners, X-ray machines. When you need to replace the operating system to keep it up to date, to keep it safe from a cybersecurity point of view, at that point, you've also got to consider the replacement of things like X-ray machines, CAT scanners. You can run into millions of euro when you need to keep simple IT systems up to date in healthcare systems. And that becomes really, really difficult to stay on top of. The HSE has an amazing IT team that tries really hard to do that and learned so many lessons from WannaCry that it does apply. Trying to keep it up to date is really challenging.
But would that not be regarded as an investment?
It should be. It should absolutely be regarded as an investment. You know, since 1854, we've been trying to keep hospitals clean because we understand that the cleanliness is how we keep people safe and well. Cyber sanitation, cyber cleanliness is something that all systems need to invest in as well. It just is very expensive, and it's hard to show the benefit of it as a patient benefit when there are so many other needs for the financial impact that needs to be applied.
Is the technology that we use here, that the HSE uses, is it older than that, say, for example, that's used in the NHS, a system that you know very well too?
I think it is. Oh, it certainly was as I moved away in November 2017. But investment can and does continue to happen. I think the team that are in the HSE is a team that tries so hard, is underinvested in, is a smaller resource than perhaps it ought to be for an entire healthcare system. In the NHS, they have invested in making sure that the CQC is a regulator for cybersecurity, that it has the information governance toolkit, that NHS Digital has a role that is head of cybersecurity across the whole NHS. All these things are still in their infancy in the HSE, and therefore perhaps this will be the moment when truly everybody has to rally around and make the plans that have been there for some time really, really come to fruition and happen.
Tony O'Brien, the former Director General of the HSE, was interviewed on radio yesterday, and he was saying that less than a quarter is spent on IT systems and cybersecurity here than in other developed countries. Are we seeing the consequences of that underinvestment then?
I believe that is the case to some degree, yes. I think we've seen in the NHS and in the US as well, where recommendations have been made around between 3 and 7% of budgets of healthcare systems ought to be spent on healthcare IT, particularly, you know, in the last 12 months when we've relied so heavily on virtual healthcare IT systems, when we're in the recovery that we're trying to be in from the pandemic, being able to access data, expose that data to patients who are trying to book, being able to use new modern ways of delivering healthcare are so important, and therefore moving that investment up beyond the 3% and towards 7% is really, really important.
And would the hackers be aware of the potential vulnerabilities of the HSE system?
I would guess so. I also think that the hackers in this case would look at many, many countries' healthcare systems and target them. It would appear from what you can find out currently that the Department of Health was also sort of probed, and that would lead many people to suspect that this was quite a wide probing of health system technologies to see where the vulnerabilities existed to expose this zero-day exploit. I think that's really important to understand, is that this perhaps isn't a target on the HSE, and is more a target on where are the holes in the systems across perhaps Europe, perhaps wider. Find those holes and make use of them.
And you mentioned there the Department of Health also having been targeted on Thursday. They successfully prevented the attack on them. Would you have expected some contact, though, between them and the HSE to warn them of a potentially imminent attack and to allow action to have been taken?
I would imagine so, yes. Certainly in 2017, one of the reasons Ireland was so successful in its protection against WannaCry was the NHS warning the HSE that this was coming. So in the NHS, there is a function called, almost amusingly, the bat signal, which goes up from Digital Health if there's any implications across the whole NHS that show there is some kind of cyber threat landing. I would hope that that did happen from the Department of Health to the HSE, but given the timings of late at night, given the timings of systems, and given the sheer breadth, your previous reporter mentioned 85,000 entry points being told by the department there's a cybersecurity issue coming, it's then very difficult in a few short hours for that small team to protect 85,000 entry points from such a threat.
And they are currently working now to get the system back up and running. In your experience, are they rebuilding it from scratch? Is that what they're doing?
I would hope not. I am certain from the way that team works, the understanding they have of their systems, both new and legacy, that they'll be looking at how they can bring the relevant systems that are most important up first. So being able to administer patient booking, being able to protect clinical records, get clinical records in front of clinicians, and being able to do that. I would imagine their plan is the robust plan that they would have around business continuity. I think what we all learn from this, though, is that it is no longer if we're attacked, but when. And that fast-moving business continuity plan across all systems, healthcare really particularly, needs to be one that can swoop in much more quickly than we're seeing here, and that we saw in the NHS during WannaCry as well.
And would they have to wait until everything is in place, everything is clean, and everything can be opened up again? Because all the while we are witnessing the impact on patients and on patient care. So could they do it perhaps sooner rather than later, or should they wait?
Now, I think they will absolutely be trying to get the key administrative systems, the key clinical information systems up, maybe on a hospital by hospital, region by region basis, so that they can start to deliver healthcare using that digital foundation that's now so necessary to healthcare. I believe that, you know, they understand now where the risk is, and the protection for that will have been implemented. Certainly in our reaction to WannaCry back in May 17, we were able to make sure that patching had happened by the Tuesday after the Saturday that WannaCry landed in Ireland. And I think it's that kind of agility and speed that I know that team is so capable of, with the skills and leadership that they have.
And the other concern, of course, is patients' private data. How can the abuse of that be minimised, or can it?
It's really difficult because we don't know how much data, we don't know the details of the data. You know, in news stories that you've put out already this morning, we're talking about how little we know about the type of data that has actually been taken as part of this ransomware attack. It is now in the hands of those organisations. No large organisation, no any organisation wants to pay a ransom for anything. And therefore, there is now a real and present risk that that data is going to be exposed.
Really good to talk to you this morning. Thank you for your time and your insights. Richard Corbridge, Chief Information Officer with Boots UK, but he was in the same role with the HSE from 2014 until 2017.